Number 18, report of the monitoring officer. Councillor Stock.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As Chairman of the Standards Committee, I have pleasure in making the recommendation on page 43 of the agenda that the Council, one, notes the contents of the report, two, approves the suggested changes to the complaints procedure as set out in the contents of this report, and three, that the appointment of John Walton as the current independent person be extended until the 6th of May 2015. Members will doubtless have read this brief report prepared by the monitoring officer. If I just draw your attention at the top of page 42, for clarity and the avoidance of doubt, where it refers to a Councillor Mayses, that's a Councillor D Mayses, as opposed to any other Councillor Mayses that may exist. The Standards Committee, I think, is doing extremely well. It refers in the report to the complaints that have been made and the way that they've been dealt with throughout the year. We've had effectively some endorsement from the local government ombudsman because an unhappy complainant took their objection up the line, as it were, to the local government ombudsman, who was satisfied that the council has got robust procedures in place to deal with complaints against councillors, which had been followed. And I think that's quite an important endorsement. I think the committee works extremely well. And I'm very proud to be its chairman, and I think we've done great things actually in pushing forward the standards and therefore the reputation of this council. So I commend that recommendation, Madam Chairman, to the council.
Thank you, Councillor Stock. Councillor, you want to second it? That's what you want to say, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
and also I'd finally like to thank the monitoring officer, Lisa Hastings, for the work that she's done on this under very difficult circumstances and the many meetings that we had, which were very enlightening. And I do, like Councillor Stock says, agree with him that we seem to have finally got to grips with this very difficult subject. And I do hope that all members of this council will continue to support it in the way that we should do. Because at the end of the day, it's very important that any complaint about any particular councillor is dealt with fairly, openly and honestly, and I believe that the process that we have in place now does do that.
Are we in favour of the recommendation? Councillor Talbot. Sorry, I didn't see you.
I just wanted to say, Mr. Chairman, how refreshing it is for members of the council to get this sort of report from Lisa. The ones on page 44 and 45 with the tabulations of the actual cases that have been considered. Only most of us, myself included, don't know the detail of what's gone on before. We read the minutes of the committee, and on one occasion I did sit in at a meeting, but this is the first time we've had this sort of information that shows us the new procedures being gone through, the initial examination, what happens after there, the independent person being consulted and so on. Congratulations to Lisa on the production of this report.
Thank you, Councillor Talbot. Is there any other questions? On that case, can we, well, we go with the recommendations? Everybody in favour? Thank you. Urgent matters for debate? I have none. Nope. Beg your pardon?
I do hope that with can I just indulge you, with the Chairman of the Standards Committee here, I do hope that we can look going forward of a dress code for all members of this chamber. I think it's very important that, with respect, that all members are dressed accordingly at full council meetings.
Thank you, Councillor Oxley, for that.
Can I, with your indulgence, just come back on that? It is something that we have discussed at the meeting. I don't know if you're just picking on Councillor Scott over there or someone over here that I haven't spotted, but I thought we were actually fairly well turned out today. But it is something... Right, well, have a look behind you then. Okay, it's something we've discussed and it's something we'll continue to develop. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Stock. Urgent matters for debate, there are none. And the date of the next scheduled meeting on your agenda. So with that, I will close the meeting tonight. Thank you all for coming and making it interesting.
Please be upstanding.